The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Love and Reality Podcast. I am your host, Ricky Valero. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about the finale of Million Dollar Secret, and we'll sprinkle in a little bit of talk about Beyond the Villa. As well, as always, joined by my podcast partner, who is tired of my shit. Ashley, how are you doing today?
I'm surprised you didn't name this Beyond the Stupid Villa, because now I call it Beyond the Stupid Villa.
Can we call it Beyond the Scripted Villa? Like, it feels so fucking scripted.
Agree.
It's just so bad now. Like, it's just, like, I feel like if I want to watch storylines or anything like that, guess what I can do? I can turn on soap operas. You know what I mean? Like, I can turn on soap operas. But nonetheless, we're not here to talk about that first. We are talking about one of, if not my, one of my favorite reality TV shows. It is consistently strong every week. Every batch has been a lot of fun. And we're here to talk about episode 7 and 8 of Million Dollar Secret. We had our final 6 individuals: Nick, Lauren, Kat, Kevin, Caleb, and Daisy. First off, Kat, shout out her. Big fan of the Love and Reality Podcast. She said so herself. We love you for that. What were your initial thoughts when you saw Caleb open the briefcase?
You already know how I feel about Caleb. So yeah. I love him. I think he's awesome. So I was like, okay, like, he's done this before and he might really leave with this money.
Yeah. I feel like he's played a very strong game. Like, at first I was like, look, I'll be honest. When I watched him at first, I was very much like, man, I just kind of feel like he's skating by a little bit, right? I was like, I don't really believe that this guy is like killing it. I don't think that he's doing very well. I think he's just flying by the seat of his pants. But whenever he had the poker game with Nick, I was like, all right, I'm in, right? You know what I mean? This guy is strong. He's a good player and all that jazz. So I was really strong and I kind of was like, all right, let's see what he can do this time with the money, right? Because he did a pretty good job, right? He did a pretty good job with the money last time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He got by the seat of his pants because of Kat. Kat saved his ass. But that said, I did think it was pretty strong. But he had to earn to get a kill shot. He had to high five two guests and miss. I was kind of shocked.
Nobody caught on.
Easy. Especially after the first one. I think he high-fived Lauren was right.
Yeah. And it wasn't a high five. It was kind of like a low.
Right.
Situation.
And she called him out.
And she's like, yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, he's in trouble. But nope. Kind of went
Think that was their thing. Mm-hmm. I think he said like Kat or whatever. Is Kat her name?
Kat, yeah.
Yeah, she does like a lot of high fives or something like that. But yeah, no one caught on to that.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised, honestly. I kind of expected a little something, you know what I mean? Like a little pushback maybe from them. But yeah, nonetheless, she did a great job. or he did a great job there.
Or maybe they just don't think he would get the money again.
Yeah, but the thing about it is like they've two people, the same person had the money again in season one. So like, it's not like it's not an anomaly, but at the same time, I don't disagree with you where it's like, all right, well, you know, are they really going to give this guy the money again? And they're like, yeah, we are. You know what I mean?
What
like
I that's, mean.
Yeah, but they did. And it was, I mean, I thought he did a solid job right off the rip to get what he needed to get done and move on to the next phase of what he needed to do. So, The croquet game or whatever it was, I think they played that last season too. I thought that's a fun game. I thought it was unique, and I do like that game because I like the little twist that you can put the building blocks up there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kevin and Kat go into the trophy room. They fight to see who goes in. I love she didn't back down here. She was like, I'm not backing down. Like,
no, she didn't back down, and neither did he. But before we go there, Kat thinking that Daisy was saying those colors of the ribbons, I thought that was so funny because that really could have been.
Yeah, the way she said it multiple times.
I said, first of all, why is she up here talking about what we're going to wear to dinner during a challenge?
And knowing that anything you say can be suspicious.
That was very weird.
Yeah. Like, if you were trying to throw the scent on you, you did a good job of it, I promise.
Yeah.
And can I just say something? I just need to get this off my chest. Kat is fine, okay? The way she showed up to some of them, like, tables, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Golly.
She's really pretty.
I had to get that off my chest. I apologize.
No,
I wrote it down on my paper. It said, look,
I believe you.
Damn fine.
So, I'm surprised you didn't text it to me.
Nick offers to make an alliance with Caleb, Lauren, and Daisy, which, I mean, Nick was just trying to make an alliance with everybody. So, first off, were you shocked that the millionaire owns a clothing store and loves fashion was about Caleb?
No. I was very shocked. I was like, I thought they were going to say something. I was like, they're going to tell them something and it's going to be so obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have never guessed him.
Not in a million fucking years. Like, not even a billion years would I have guessed that it was going to be him as the person that, like, loves fashion or whatever it is.
Owned a clothing store, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was very like, I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked too.
I definitely would have thought it was Daisy.
Same. So the question is now, we go back to the thing and then Kat and
Kevin
make a game plan.
Stupid.
To lie about the clue. And then, of course, Caleb did not care because Caleb's like, oh, that clue is full of shit. Like, has nothing to do with me. I'm the millionaire. So, of course, Kat told Lauren that Daisy's the millionaire. Kat also let the cat out of the bag, no pun intended, about the lie. You could see, like, Daisy was mad.
She was mad as hell, really mad.
Not only was she mad, she said, hey, the clue was a lie. I didn't even know that was allowed.
They definitely she pulled a jam.
Yes, she did. Oh, before I go, I'm finna let y'all
I'm gonna let y'all know what that should be legal.
Right. I was like, I thought this was like you're supposed to get your ass up and get the fuck out of here. Type of thing.
No, she was mad. She was big mad.
Yeah, she was like pissed off to the point where she's like, "No, I'm leaving here with something." Is what she said. Yeah,
and I don't blame her honestly.
Yeah, she was Denzel. She's like, "I'm leaving here with something." You know what I mean? Like something's coming home with me. And I don't want $1 million, but you ain't winning. I swear to God, that's what it was. You didn't win the million. I didn't win the million.
But how did she know that?
She told him, right? She told him it was a lie.
Oh yeah, she did. Kat did tell her.
Yeah.
That it was a lie.
So
that didn't make her look good.
I should have asked Caleb when chatting, but I would love to know, Caleb, do you regret not using your kill shot on Nick? Like, I don't understand how Nick did not get eliminated on this fucking show. How many times did he have to prove to you that he is the smartest person in the room for you to continuously let him stay in the fucking game?
Who would you have? You would use it on Nick?
If I was Caleb, my kill shot, Nick, pow, bye, see you later. Like, yeah. I knew as soon as
Nick from day one.
Table one, where he called out Alti and said, hey guys, guess what? Alti, he is the millionaire. Oh shit, he is. Oh my God. Man, this fucking Nick kid's pretty smart.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Bro, what? I will also say this. I feel bad for Kat because I felt like she could have played the final three game really well, but the downside, her lie was revealed. And that lie ended up costing her a spot in the final three, 100%. Like, as soon as Lauren and Nick beat Kate and Caleb, I was like, we already know he's gone.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, wasn't even a shadow of my doubt in my head. So, obviously, Nick and Lauren got to pick somebody to be eliminated. They thought Kat had the million. Fun fact, she did not have the million.
I think that even if even if they felt like she 100% had the million, I don't think they thought she had the million. I feel like they've been doing this the whole season. Like, oh, keep the person that has the million so we know where it is and blah, 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 blah.
Right. Yeah. You know? It was interesting. Yeah, for sure. Because there was a battle between Lauren and Nick for a minute. I thought they weren't going to agree on who to kick out, but eventually they did kick out Kat. Sad to see her go. Was very sad to see her go. I was hoping she'd make the final three.
I think that they thought that Kat was a little more, a little smarter.
Oh, 1,000%, dog.
So that's why they were like, you know, get rid of her.
On top of the lie. Yeah, she came up with that lie on the fly.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
That was like, I'm like, where did she get this from?
I don't know. She played a great game. She played a really, 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 really good game. Loved watching her in this season. Caleb, Lauren, Nick is the order of which they get to go. Caleb decided to almost throw the competition here. And I really feel like him deciding to throw it kind of cost him the game. Because he stopped at 15 thinking that 15 number was going to stay.
Why did he do that?
Because I guess he knew that he'd have the three. Oh, he stopped at 12, really, which gave him the plus three to 15. He thought that might have been enough, I guess, to get the final vote. Because it's the same thing they did last year. The voting, how it unfolds really does matter. You know what I mean? And depending on whether or not you have the money or not, it's hard to determine how it goes. I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Would you have done that?
No, I'm trying to win. I'm trying to have the last pull.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand why he did that.
And then Caleb and there made the mistake of trying too hard to convince Nick that Lauren had the money. I don't know. That's the second season.
But I feel like they did that in the first season. They did that in season one.
Corey did it. I think it was Corey.
Yes.
Corey tried to convince Kara that she had that other girl.
That the other girl had the money.
Right. Yeah. Nick won. I loved it. Great game.
He did amazing. He needs to be on another like challenge type competition show. Like this is like he's meant for that. I could really see him on Big Brother.
Oh yeah, Traitors too. I love
Traitors. Oh my god, 100%. But we'll see him on
Perfect Match in a few short weeks. Few short weeks, we'll see Nick back on our screens trying to find love. Like it's crazy. I'd love to know when this aired because, like, shortly after he aired this filmed, he was on his way to the island with $1 million richer, even though he doesn't get that $1 million until the episodes air. So now he might have that bank deposit now. But yeah, very happy for Nick. Loved it. Loved every minute of it. Loved that he won. One of my favorite things of the year, for real. I can't imagine he won't be in my top five like stars of the year for reality TV. So, Beyond the Villa. Fuck, man.
What?
I don't even like. First off, why is Brian and Jeremiah like hitting the gym with Austin?
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. I fast forward when it gets to certain people on that damn screen. This is really like, this could have been on YouTube. You know?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know, and man.
Do we not like Pepe?
What's the deal with Pepe? Are we allowed to like him? Are we not allowed to like him?
I don't know. And it looked like from the outside looking in that like Iris is hiding something.
Yeah.
And TJ's like, go get your phone. Blah, blah, my phone's dead. Girl. I don't know. It's just a lot of messy. I feel like they're, like you said, it seems very scripted.
That's my biggest problem. That's my biggest problem with what's going on with this show right now is that it feels so very scripted. And because of that, we're forced to like, what are we doing? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't understand. It's hard for me to really get behind this and watch it when it feels very just underwhelming. Very scripted, and I just don't care about these people.
That's just what it is. On top of that, did you hear that? It might be true, it might not be true, but did you hear that Coco and Charlie have like a thing going on?
Oh, really?
Would you like to see that?
I mean,
no,
I guess
you can care less.
Yeah,
are you gonna be upset if one of these individuals end up on season 8 as a bombshell?
Yes, fuck it. don't you put that juju on me, Ricky Bobby.
Listen, you never know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I mean,
True that nobody went to visit Amaya?
Supposedly, that's what I was hearing.
Yeah, like I don't. They apparently like they sent flowers or whatever, but
like nobody. Oh, the one person that did go see her, Jeremiah. That's what Beyonce's internet is saying. That Jeremiah went to go see her. And then, like, Jeremiah is not cool with Pepe.
Also, why is Chris still on the show?
Because he's dating Coco, but not really dating Coco.
The only thing I care about when I watch this show is Clark and Taylor.
Yeah. I hope they figure things out with the whole... Their whole thing on the show is the, I'm living in Oklahoma, you want to be a city girl, I want to be in the country, blah, blah, blah. Hopefully they figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how much longer I'll be watching the show. We'll see.
How many episodes of this shit show?
I don't know. They're coming out with 2 a week. I would love to know how many episodes it's going to be for the season. See here.
8. Oh, shit. We're done. Oh, we only got 2 left.
Oh, really?
God. Holy shit, guys.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay with that?
Oh, fuck yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, guys, we're not going to really have time for it anyway. We have Perfect Match. We got the Calabasas situation show.
Like, I'm praying to Jesus over here. I only had two episodes left.
That's it.
2 episodes. Yeah, which is kind of perfect. Like this, I think this is like what we have for the season. Like this is like we can watch these next episodes, and then because of the, yeah, I mean, because then 1 week later is
I don't know.
The Kevin Hart finale next week, which is fun. But then
Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, and then we have this shit show that ends on the 6th, right? Comes out on Wednesdays, which is a random ass day for this thing to come out consistently every week.
Yes.
What is that? May 6th. Yeah, and then the week after that is Perfect Match. So, and then Perfect Match is out for like what? I think it's 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then Calabasas comes out, drops to get all episodes at once drop.
Okay.
And then it's time for the show.
And then it's time for Love Island.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's right around the corner.
Okay.
Right around the fucking corner is Love Island, folks.
And that means we should be getting the cast soon.
I wouldn't be surprised if we get the cast kind of what, like around
next week.
Maybe or the week after. It's got to be coming soon. But I'm trying to remember when they announced it last time. You know what I mean? I don't really have a beat on when they released it last time.
It gave us a good amount of time before it released, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right, we won't have to watch it for much longer.
What was this, episode 5 and 6, right? No.
No.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I think they only gave in 7 episodes.
Yeah. So I mean, look, 8. I'm back. I'm reeling back in. I only have to watch this shit for like 1 more fucking episode.
Honestly, depending on how this cast goes with this new season, it seems like they're doing a season of Love Island and then Beyond the Villa. We'll see what happens. But like, we know what happens after the show before the show even airs, so I don't know how long this is going to be for.
I hope this is it. I don't ever want to watch this shit ever again. Like, I don't want to. It's just these people are the least entertaining people. But if you're going to have it come back, well, you know what you need to do? How about you have the stars of the show come on the show? Or just maybe let me watch just Clark and
don't say
and Taylor the entire time.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about fucking 2 shades of gray over there. Fucking, I don't know who I'm friends with, and I got to play both sides. Boy, I ain't talking about him.
Oh, Jeremiah.
I ain't talking about his. Sorry.
Don't talk about Jeremiah like that.
Oh my God.
He tries to keep the peace.
He ain't trying to do nothing. He's just trying to keep his screen time. That's all he's trying to do is keep his screen time.
Oh my goodness.
Get out of my damn. And then Chris talking about, I won't be an actor, bitch. Go. Play
I don't know. Somewhere. Maybe it's just no teams are picking him up. So,
well, I'm sure it's probably because he sucks.
I don't know. I, you know,
Exactly. Well, we know now. We just we realized it.
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, folks, that's it for this week's episode of the Love and Reality Top Pipe to whatever, blah, blah, blah. $1 Million Secret. I love it. I'm sad to see it go. It just comes and goes really, really fast. But excited to, hopefully it's been in the top 10. I heard it through the grapevine that it is being renewed for another season. So that's a lot of fun. I do love that it's coming back for another season because it just gives us an opportunity to talk about it again next year. I did hear that the civilian traders is starting to shoot very, very soon. So that's pretty cool. Very excited to see what that happens when that comes out. But yeah, folks, tune in next week. We'll be breaking down what the Kevin Hart finale, Beyond the Villa finale, prepping you guys for Perfect Match, which is right around the corner. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And we'll be back next week.